Well, hello and welcome back to another session of our ongoing series of podcasts as we discuss components of the energy supply chain. So hello, Nicole. Hello, Richard. How are you guys? So as people have heard before, I'm Peter Warren. I'm based in Toronto. I'm our global energy lead for oil and gas and utilities. Nicole, why don't you describe who you are and why we're going to talk about sustainability today and the meaning of all of that for this industry?
Yeah, I am Nicole Zatidis. I'm the head of sustainability ESG strategy for CGI Scandinavia and a global subject matter expert around sustainability. I have been an advisor, a senior advisor for United Nations Economic Mission on Scope 3 technology around Scope 3 and advisor to IPCC knowledge around sustainability and all of the factors that are related to.
All them factors. Okay. And we'll get into some of those things around data and other components. And my friend Rich from the UK, how are you, sir?
Very good. Thank you, Peter. Yep. Richard Hampshire, based out of our UK and Australia operation, primarily working with our utilities clients on the energy transition. And as we progress through that, how it's going to affect their need for digital solutions and greater use of data. Historically, I worked in one of our clients, particularly in energy retail, but by academic background, I'm a power engineer.
Very good. Thank you. And as we were building these different podcasts, we obviously have a bit of a dress rehearsal. So we went through this and the question was, so how are we going to talk about utilities and sustainability and what's going on as it's actually happening in real time and moving along? And in our prep session, we thought we'd have 5 minutes of material and we talked for an hour. So we'll try and be concise today. And what we sort of landed on is that really energy and utility companies have been actually driving towards sustainability. In our Voice of the Client survey of last year, utilities was number one and oil and gas was number three by industry of having this as a concern as they want to drive their business. And I would argue that because they've been driving efficiency under the guise of efficiency for years, doing things that took out cost, reduce the number of visits something did, a number of trips something had to make, or whatever, they've been actually driving towards sustainability. So sustainability has probably been core to them for a long time. But Nicole, how do you see that moving forward as we go into the more formal scope one, two, and three of sustainability?
Yeah, we're looking at the trends in terms of sustainability, and we look at hard to abate sectors, right? And energy is happens to be one of those. What we need to be able to do is utilize data to prove just how sustainable that is, what it means to be sustainable, whether it's relevant in one region or another region. We do see that the definition and terminology around sustainability differs so greatly between cultural ideologies and geographical location. So we need to be able to provide a clear common denominator of information to consumers and to businesses on what is the best practice and best solutions around energy. And this is one of the main goals. I mean, in the end, is looking at the density of usage and the transition to using electricity even in more abundantly than before. Electricity is and utilities is an essential component to the puzzle and the complexity around sustainability. So we do need to have these measurable, quantifiable, qualitative and quantitative information around just what it means to have either hydrogen energy. What is the difference between green hydrogen and blue hydrogen? What is the difference between solar energy sources or wind power? Really to look at the whole entire life cycle assessment so that the decisions that are made today are informed decisions, whether that's a household or a business.
It's kind of cool. And your point about measurable is an interesting one, is that not only do they need to change, but they need to know where they are today. They have to have a bit of an assessment of their situation today, so that the mix of how they're doing, if they're doing a lot of things, let's say, through energy production for electricity through hydroelectric, some solar, some wind, maybe they still have some coal, maybe they still have some natural gas, or have to have it just to do some load balancing and nuclear. All of those things have different factors. Would you agree? And different scores, I guess, on greenness. I don't know how you would reference it in ESG.
Yeah, we look at it from a maturity perspective. If you are to actually do it the proper way, instead of just looking at it whether green or not green, I think it's on a scale of like just how mature and prepared that type of electricity or power is. Compatible to future, you know, fundamental shifts in society or in the environment and how they can handle change. So sustainability really deals with that preparedness, that readiness, and that maturity around it. So even if we look at, you know, for instance, solar energy and wind energy, they are fairly new sources of energy, and we need to keep that into consideration when we are buying into renewables, that this whole decision-making process needs to be really brought to light. We need to use newer and different types of data to assess it and look at it from a much longer-term perspective, because we don't want to be in a situation where we are today, where it was a level of good intention to, you know, transition from using burning wood, for instance, to using gasoline, and now we are in a situation where we want to move away from gasoline or move away from other sources that we use too much of, so that we can balance out the sheet of resource utilization. And this is where it boils down to, right? What kind of information do we need to be able to measure that?
Thanks. And Rich, what's your thought on that? I mean, you have a long history of being working for utilities, working in the industry. You've seen the shift from data. I know you're a fan of open data as well within the UK market. How do you see all of this moving forward, not just for what we traditionally did with that data, but as we move into ESG?
Well, I think data underpins a lot of the decisions that need to be taken. But from a utilities perspective, why are utilities taking this so seriously? And particularly, Nicole highlighted electricity and hydrogen. I'm much taken with a statistic from 2020 that 73% of all greenhouse emissions come or arise from the consumption of energy. And that's from the World Resources Institute. And if you break that out, 17.5% of those emissions are the energy use in buildings, and 11.9% is road transport. So if we look at that, approximately 30% of energy use in buildings and road transport combined contribute to global greenhouse gas emissions. So if we start to think about what other sectors are doing to reduce emissions to address climate change, they're looking to decarbonize largely through electrification or the replacement of natural gas or oil. So if we think about that, there's a great pressure on the electricity and gas sectors to decarbonize and to be at the vanguard of that. Now, if we start to think about how they're achieving that, then it is a shift away from conventional oil, coal, gas generation, even away from nuclear generation, although that's obviously low carbon, towards renewables, towards wind, towards solar. And it's also a change on the demand side as well, as we adopt more electric vehicles, as we potentially heat our homes using heat pumps and other electrical means, as we start to adopt solar panels actually behind the meter in our homes and businesses. If we look at that from a strategic level in terms of the way the electricity system particularly operates, then it's changing fundamentally the dynamics of that system. And if you're going to continue to operate that system, and for all of us as continue to to benefit from and enjoy the levels of reliability that we get today, then much greater visibility of the system is going to be required. And where does that come from? It comes from access to data. It comes from a much more intelligent infrastructure, the ability to collect that data, to analyze that data and make meaningful decisions. And then for us as consumers, as energy users, how many of us actually think about that? I think it's safe to say most of us will walk into a room, throw a light switch, and we just expect it to work. And indeed, the success of the sector is that we have that expectation. We've come to take it for granted. So do we see, or do I see, we as individuals being actively involved and taking those decisions? That's potentially quite hard, but I see an absolute role for technology and digital technology to help automate some of those processes. In the same way that we've adopted mobile phones into our lives over the last, or smartphones into our lives over the last 15 years or so, and we now walk around with something in our pocket that basically tells us where we need to be, gives us access to the internet, helps us make decisions around how we move around, what trains we get on a morning, what time to get to the railway station. That sort of automation, that sort of intelligence is increasingly going to become important in the energy system.
Well, thank you very much, everybody. This concludes part one of our two parts on energy sustainability. Thank you very much, and we'll see you on the second half. Bye-bye.